Hey guys, this is a comp from Twitter, and you're listening to the Training Dummies. With Rob.
Always can improve. Stressors reveal flaws.
And Daryl.
Flaws reveal potential. Always improving. Good.
Yeah, that was a good one, man. I know you asked me to
just found that, like, just.
Smooth, yeah. Hey, it's Training Dummies, episode 223. Thank you so much for showing up. It is August the 1st, 2018. I'm Rob, and I am almost done with all of my Heroes of the Storm quests.
Nice.
All of them. All those, that event going on. I've been cranking those out, so, yeah. Shout out to Justin, Daryl, all the folks in there helping me knock those out. So.
Right on.
With me tonight, of course, as always, is Daryl. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Really good. Been a busy weekend. Just getting over a cold, but other than that, everything's going really good.
I don't believe you're getting over a cold with the amount of running that you've been doing.
Yeah, I know. I should really, probably shouldn't be running this much, but whatever.
I was going to complain about my running experience, but I decided not to. I think we have a pretty good show lined up. Hey, Sander, what's up? We have a really great show lined up for you tonight. Let's give a warm Training Dummies welcome for our special guest all the way from the internet to Anomaly.
Hey, guys. Hey.
So this is super awesome. Anomaly has a super rad tool that you may or may not have heard about, and we're going to talk all this evening about WoW Analyzer. But before we get into that, we'll get to know you a little bit, Anomaly. We'll get to know who you are and your likes and your dislikes and your favorite cereal and all that kind of stuff. And we'll do our little speed dating before we get into the actual meat of the show here. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and what your background with gaming and Warcraft and whatnot.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much for having me. First of all, it's Fruity Pebbles, by the way. The only cereal that matters. Nice. Thank you. Yeah. I've been around games for a while. I'm old. So, I started back in well before like the current generations out there PCs. I mean, I had an Atari 2600 as a kid that my dad bought. And
yeah, we had that.
Rocked that for a while. Grew up with console games mostly. Played pretty much every Nintendo system, from like the NES all the way through up to really N64 GameCube era was where I kind of fell off. Started playing more PC games. I actually just bought my first PlayStation ever. Bought a PS4 the other day, which is crazy. But nice. I've been mostly Nintendo from a console perspective. And yeah, I got into to PC games actually not until high school, when StarCraft came out and got really big. I had a bunch of friends that we used to play each other all the time. Like it was a big tournament stuff. So it's kind of how I got into really PC games. Played a lot of Half-Life and like a lot of the mods for that. And then kind of stayed close to Blizzard games. So after StarCraft, it was what, Diablo 2 and Warcraft 3. And ended up was actually going to skip WoW. Just because like I had never played an MMO before. I didn't really understand it. I was like, I don't have 18 hours a day to play this game because that's kind of like the experience that at least I would played it, knew it, like from coming from EverQuest and, you know, Star Wars Galaxies and games like that. Coworker made me try it. He actually ended up buying the game for me and like was like, here, you need to play this. Yeah, nice. it wasn't bad. Got it. I actually didn't play on launch. I didn't start until Christmas actually, because I remember like him giving me the game and be like, hey, play this over Christmas break, get max level or whatever, and we'll have fun. I was like, oh, I'll play for like 2 weeks and it'll be done. And you know, that was what, 14 years ago. Yeah. And I don't think I've taken any sort of like meaningful break since then. So yeah, I mean, it's been a pretty much a WoW for the past, 14 years. So, it's been fun. I played a bunch of other games along the way, but I mean, WoW has been the one constant. So
man, I think you're in good company. I think that's basically like Daryl and I's story, like same thing, man.
Yeah.
I think we're just some old dudes that love playing games and, cut my teeth on the 2600 and
totally
got into WoW and like I don't know, all these other games come out, like all these console games and kind of flavor of the week and all that stuff, and I've never really like, I don't really care because it's like I have this one game that I, you know, you invest a decade into a game and it's like
yeah, exactly.
I'm not looking for something to dethrone that really at this point, so it's it's good, you know. I'll play some other, you know, I'll play Overwatch or Heroes or whatever, and it's fun. But like, I always go back to WoW, and it's
nice.
It's just good stuff. Yeah. Well, right on. Why don't you? Let's see. No, I guess we'll get into WoW Analyzer and what that is here in a minute. Cinder's saying she's glad she's took a work from home day because she loves WoW Analyzer. She's able to
play
live. So yeah.
Awesome.
Daryl, do you have any other questions before we get into it?
No, I don't think so. I can just jump right into it. Like, it's a good tool that I think needs some discussion.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, if you have any questions or comments or just want to find out what we're doing, we are active on Twitter at Training Dummies. Rob is at Rob Copeland. Myself, Daryl, is at Daryl_TTD. Also, if you like the show and want to support us, you can check out our Patreon at patreon.com/training dummies. No obligation, of course. We're just happy that you listen. And, this past weekend, I came to a realization, as I was looking at the logs of our raid, and I always look at the percentiles. And there's the percentile for all Demonology Warlocks, and then there's the percentile of the ones that are in your same eye level group. And the realization I came to this weekend was that it's not necessarily demonology that sucks, but it's me. Because this was some hard truth I was looking at this weekend. This is my first time playing Demonology, and I used to play Destruction, and I didn't usually have, like, if I had the gray means really bad. If I had the gray, it was like I died for some reason in the first couple of minutes. Well, I saw a lot of gray numbers this weekend. So I'm hoping this can help. WoW Analyzer can, it's the tool that I need to help me, up my game. I'm not exactly sure what I've been doing wrong. And we even did a demonology class guide too. So I need some help. So let's just jump into WoW Analyzer then. What is it exactly?
Awesome. Yeah. So it's essentially a tool to, automate. It started as a tool to basically automate log reviews, right? So, a lot of times people are like, I have these logs. I'm doing, you know, in your case, I got gray parses. I'm doing terrible. I don't understand it. So WoW Analyzer basically automates a lot of those review processes that people would normally like reach out to like their friends or with the rise of class discords, you know, reach out into the class discord and say, hey, can somebody take a look at my logs? Let me know. So, you know, we essentially built the tool, to kind of automate a lot of that feedback, right? So that people didn't, I mean, a lot of times you'll either potentially get incorrect feedback or like somebody might not know the class as well. So the idea is, you know, now we have a tool here, but you don't have to potentially be embarrassed about your 9% parses or anything like that.
There was a couple
you can just
nines.
Go to the tool, you know, your single digits, and then you can use a tool that's, you know, like a robot that's not going to judge you, right? It's just going to like spit out, hey, here's what you can do.
His team that, will, though.
Exactly. So that's essentially what it is, right? It's a way to automate that log review process for as many specs as we could build and we can support, you know?
Is there a place where you can kind of customize what you see? Like you can put in if the user had like a bourbon buff and they were struggling a little bit.
Not yet. I mean, you can definitely have a new suggestions page. So if you want to suggest that and get it upvoted enough, we'll work on that definitely.
So I used this back in Legion, even though I felt like I was doing a really good job. I used it because one of the other folks on our team was like, you got to check this out. It'll, you know, because I kept looking for ways to tighten up my game. I felt like I knew what I was doing. And then at one point, Antorus came out in the 4-piece tier, changed everything. And I was like, wait a minute, it's a whole different build than I've been used to. And it was, one of our guildies, Darnie, was like, hey, check this out. And so I had a couple of questions that we can get into a little bit later, but it was overall, it was a super, super solid experience and helped me tighten up my game a lot. So why don't you explain a little bit about how it works and how it breaks down your logs and helps you understand them a little bit better?
Yeah, so it's a tool. I know you had the White Fest guys on, I think like an episode or two ago, right?
Yeah.
Yaks. And so it works very similar to the way his tool works, right? So we're dependent upon Warcraft logs. You essentially can take your log URL. You can actually in our UI search for your character if you want. And if you have logs on Warcraft logs, it'll pull those up. And basically, what it does is it reaches out, pulls down all that log data for your character, and then depending on your spec, does a bunch of different analysis on the actual combat log data, right? So we kind of look at the individual events as they fire through, and, you know, for Demo or, you know, Havoc, right, we'll kind of build some statistics, understand what you actually did, what you did right, what you did wrong, look at what buffs you had, did you use some abilities enough based on the cooldown of them, do a bunch of different kind of statistics and analysis like that, and then spit out the results in what we call the checklist, which is our big 2.0 feature for our two-year anniversary thing.
Okay.
To kind of in a easier to read format of like, hey, here's what you need to do, here's what you don't need to do. So yeah, so I mean that's basically how does it work, right? It just pulls your log data down, does a bunch of analysis, and spits out the results. So
how do you determine what are good results? Like who's, is it just you and a couple guys just going in and saying, okay, I know all this, I'm gonna you're not doing this, Errol, you're terrible at demo. What is it?
No, I mean, we have an army. I mean, I'm one person, right? And I'm actually even the guy that started this, right? Zero to Rescue, started this as a project just around Holy Paladins. I got involved when he started expanding it to the healers. And since then, we've expanded to basically every spec. Each spec is maintained mostly by a different person. Okay. So if you imagine we have 36 specs, upwards of 36 people have contributed to this. Are actively contributing at the time. I think we've had over, God, last time I looked at the stats, it's like 60 to 70 people that have actually contributed code to our code base. It's entirely open source. Yeah, so we have a pretty big community of people helping. To actually understand what you're doing wrong and to kind of get that type of analysis, a lot of our guys work with the theory crafters or potentially are theory crafters in the community for the specs that they play. Pretty much everybody who supports or contributes to a spec has either mained that spec or has played it enough to have the sort of knowledge that's needed to provide meaningful analysis, right? Very few, like myself, like I'll use myself for example, like I've done some work, or most of the work on Mistweaver, that's what I play as my main. I've done some work on Shaman in Legion, towards the end of Legion, beginning of BFA, just because I had a Shaman alt that I took to our alt raids, right? And kind of did some stuff there. But a lot of it is maintained by people who play those specs and in conjunction with getting feedback from, you know, theory crafters, other prominent members of their, you know, spec community, right? Because ultimately, like, our tool's only as good as the people who maintain it. If the people who maintain it don't know what to do, then our tool kind of looks bad, right?
Right.
And that's what we don't want. So, like, a lot of it is just making sure that, and we get people who play multiple specs. So, like, a lot of the people who do review code and before we merge it in, we'll just do some sanity checks, right? Just to make sure that, like, hey, you're not, I don't know any other abilities other than Mistweaver, but like, hey, that's like not telling you not to cast like one of our main spells like Vivify, right? Like the analysis is telling you to do something meaningful. But yeah, it's totally volunteer and it's mostly working with, the theory crafters already in the community, to make sure like what we're doing makes sense. And a lot of times they give us feedback or they give us suggestions like, hey, you should really do this or implement that. So a lot of our ideas come from the community too of what we're doing. So
you have to have, for starters, you have to have Warcraft logs. You have to have a link to logs or some sort of logs for your character then for it to pull from.
Yeah, either public or unlisted. It won't work with private logs. So if your logs are private, you can make them unlisted for the hour that you want to do some analyzer stuff and then make them back, put it back to private if you want to use it.
Okay.
So how would... What's the best way to use it then? So you got your logs, you go to the WoW Analyzer page. What's like how? No, you can reference Mistweaver as much as you want because I think that's really gonna. The tool works the same regardless of your spec or whatever. So.
Yeah. So what I mean, a lot of times what I'll do personally because I actually use it load up my logs, you drop them into WoW Analyzer, select the fight that I think I did either well on or poor on. Normally poor on. And then understand exactly what happened. And there's a couple different areas of the tool, that kind of highlight that. The first, like I talked about, is a checklist. It's actually the first section when you load up the page, is essentially a bunch of different sections of like things that we call out initially that say, hey, you need to, here's how you did. And it's like red, yellow, green, right? Green, of course, being, hey, you did this well, yellow being not as well, and red being, hey, you need to work on this. And each of those sections down. Multiple pieces, right? So we have a section for Mistweaver, we have a section on using like diffuse die, with defensive cooldowns available, we're going to call you on it. Another one is like keeping up Renewing Mist, which is just a hot for Mistweaver. If you don't keep it up at least like 80, I think it's 80% of the time. I forget the numbers. But if you don't keep it up at least 80% of the time, it calls you out on it. And there's a couple other ones there. Like if you're not using your mana talents effectively, we'll call you out on that. And that's kind of what that section is for. It's like a quick hitter. Like, hey, if I see all greens here, probably played the fight really well. If I see some reds, I know specific areas and like themes that I need to work on, right? It kind of gives you an idea of like, here's some areas that I need to get better on. For some of the DPS classes, it's going to be like you forgot pots, or you used too many of your generators and not enough of your finishers, right? So there's a couple different things like that, just depending on your spec, it kind of aligns. But it's a quick way to see like red, yellow, green. Did I do well? Did I not do well? What do I need to work on? It helps you. The reason we did the checklist, because before this we used to do like a list of suggestions. So you get a list of like 15 to 20 things, and you'd be like, well, great, like. All these are major, because we use like major and minor. All these are major, and I have like 15 things that I'll work on. And with the checklist, what it does is it basically groups those things together and allows you to work on themes, right? So you can, instead of trying to figure out which of these 15 things I need to work on, just be like, hey, I want to be better at just hitting my buttons on time versus like delaying them, right? Or I want to be better at making sure like I'm ready for the raid. Like I have my enchants, I have my pre-pot used, I have my flask up, right? So it's a different way to kind of consume the information. All of it's still there. It's just in my case, it's just an easier way to understand it, right? Cause you can then target certain things you want to work on. So that's like the big feature. That was our 2.0 last spring. We kind of launched that and kind of slowly refining it. And then the other area I like to use, personally is, there's a section down below along a timeline, and it basically is an ability timeline. So it's like, every second of the fight, you can see what you buttons you are pressing. And it's helpful if you can align that, with, what's going on in the fight. So if you understand, like, we're doing fetid right now. So the ads come out at a minute, 55 seconds or something. So you, as a DPS class, you can say like, hey, did I get on that ad immediately? And what was my cast sequence going into the ads, right? To make sure that you're using your buttons effectively. From a Mistweaver perspective, it's like, if I use one of my short-term buffs, am I casting the right spells right after it, or am I not casting the right spells right after it? We also have like a cooldown view. So whenever you use a cooldown, it'll show you what you casted while having that cooldown buff up. So for hunters, like when you have Beastial Wrath up, it'll show you every, ability you used. For healers, if you get like an Innervate, it'll show you everything you used under that Innervate. So it kind of, again, helps you understand like, hey, when I use my cooldowns, am I hitting the buttons I need to inside of it? So there's a couple different ways, but that's kind of how I primarily use it, making sure I hit the checklist and making sure I hit the timeline to make sure I'm hitting my buttons the right way.
So I did bring this up before we started, but I figured it's good content for this. One thing I noticed, and I think it was during Antorus when I had swapped over to this I-beam build for Demon Hunters, there was a way that some of your artifact traits interacted with some of your talents, and you wanted to I-beam at certain times because it would proc Metamorphosis and, some of the buff that you would get from it interacted a certain way. And so I would hold on to I-beam if I was already in meta. I would hold on to it if I knew the meta was about to expire, because I could basically get another 10 seconds or whatever free meta. And I did notice that the analyzer tool was kind of calling me out, like, hey, you're not I-beaming enough. And I was like, well, wait a minute. I'm purposefully holding on to it here for a minute because I'm trying to, create this other scenario where I'm getting more out of it. And then it kind of made me not sure if I was doing it right and kind of going back and forth. And I know, and you had mentioned, especially with healers and the way their cooldowns work, can you maybe speak to that a little bit from the analyzer perspective?
Yeah, you bring up a really good point. It's a question that, I-beam is a very specific example for Demon Hunters. I get it a lot when I talk about healers and like not using your 3-minute cooldowns enough a lot. So it's one of the limitations, and probably I'd say one of the bigger limitations of WoW Analyzer is that it lacks context in a lot of cases. So what that kind of means is that like it doesn't. In the case, it's a little bit easier in the case. I don't know why the Demon Hunter thing, we might have been able to solve that one specifically. But at least for healers, right? And when you're using your larger cooldowns, it doesn't understand, at least at this point, we're working on this actually, but it doesn't understand kind of cooldown rotations, right? So example of healers, if you're in a 5-minute fight and you have to use your cooldown at the 3-minute big damage event, it's still going to yell at you that you could have probably casted 2, right? You only got 1. Okay. Just because it doesn't know that your strategy is to only cast it at 3 minutes. So you can't fit 2 of those in a 5-minute fight.
Right.
So then beyond that, right? So that's like the big thing. And then beyond that, what it also doesn't understand is like a lot of times DPS are going to hold cooldowns for specific timings in fights too. Like for priority adds on Fetid, like let's just use that example because I wiped for 4 hours on Thursday to that. But Fed is a good example where, like, you need your cooldowns for specific, like, damage adds, right? Priority adds or priority burst, right? And it lacks that sort of fight context, too. So a lot of times what we're doing is just looking at the overall time. We do a little, I'm not going to say fuzzy math, but we basically essentially say you're not going to use all your cooldowns right at the first, like, 10 seconds of a fight. So if it's 6 minutes, we're not going to kill you if you don't get 3 in from your 3-minute cooldown perspective.
Right.
Okay. But we have some wiggle room there. And the other thing is, like, we basically only really trigger on 80% cast efficiency. So if you're below that, that's when we'll trigger, right? Unfortunately, for longer cooldowns, it hits a lot more than it would on like your shorter things, like things that are 15 to 20 seconds long. Our cast efficiency baseline number, this is adjustable depending on your spec, but it's baseline at like 80%, right? So as long as you hit those cooldowns 80% of the time, it's not going to probably raise an issue for you, but... you know, some maintainers, and I don't know about specific classes, I'm sorry, but some maintainers kind of up that if it's a very important ability. For Mistweaver, I did it in Legion for Renewing Mist because 80% is too low. Like, you need to hit that 95% of the time. Like, there's very few instances where you'll want to delay using that ability. So if it is an ability like that, you know, a lot of maintainers are up it. But definitely context is the biggest limitation of the tool because we don't know, like, we don't know your strat. We're not going to build the tool to, like, quote-unquote normal. Like, whatever the agreed upon, here's the strat you do these bosses for, we can't build to that because every guild's still going to do it slightly differently. So the idea here is, like, we're trying to get a little bit better with, and this is kind of one of the ideas we're throwing around, is a little bit better about defining what a fight is. So if we have fights that have priority adds, being able to build that sort of context into just the fight and say, you know, if you have priority adds at this timing, you know, people may hold their cooldowns and kind of adjust the analysis based on that. It's still an ideation. That's not live yet, but we're trying to think of ways to be better.
There's a lot of things to take into consideration there too, because there are viable variables in different builds and talents and scenarios, right? So, I mean, you could have two Demon Hunters running two completely different builds, and that's okay, you know, and, you know, I know, especially for like Zul and stuff, I'm taking some AoE talents and, you know, stuff to deal with the adds. And then, you know, but there is another build that it's a straight up single target build, and that's fine too. And so, and you play those two very differently. And I don't know, if the tool has that on the back end to take into consideration what build you're using or, you know, the fight specific stuff. So.
I mean, we can definitely do builds. Like, that's not an issue. Like, what talents you select, and we'll make sure you're using those talents effectively. So if you're taking an AoE talent and you don't AoE, we're probably going to call you on it.
Makes sense.
But the idea is, like, if you're it's the fight context that we lack. And it's just, I mean, it's going to be a problem with pretty much any automated tool, I'd say. Unless the tool collects a bunch of data from you beforehand, right? We're trying to keep this as simple as possible. So a lot of times... when you use the analyzer, use it like you would any other tool. Like, if you sim yourself all the time, right? I know that there's certain instances where, like, haste, this was for Windwalkers in Legion, but, like, there were certain numbers where, like, haste all of a sudden would jump to be, like, 5 or a ridiculously high number from a sim perspective because you hit, like, that one little breakpoint. And if you've got one more haste, then haste would drop down. So you'd have to understand that, like, you know, don't follow this weight here. You're just in a weird area from a breakpoint perspective. So,
I think that's one thing people are super annoyed with, the like reorigination array or whatever. people are frustrated with that because of unknown breakpoints and the constant simming that you have to do because you're getting buffs on a stat that you are that you can't control. You know, like.
Oh yeah, like it fluctuates like that. So I mean, like with any tool you use, like just don't always follow it to the letter. I mean, if it's telling you you're doing like egregious stuff, like you didn't cast I-beam once this fight, like probably should cast it. But like, if there's like certain like there are going to be instances where like the tool is just not going to know what you're doing or why you're doing it, and just use it as like a supplemental information to like fix like the next time you go after the fight or whatever, right?
Right.
So this came up with Ask Mr. Robot as well, and you know, there's a certain amount of optimizing that is like, if you're looking to get down to the 0.0001 optimized level of things, there's definitely a certain amount of work that you're going to have to do on your own, and you can't leave it up to like a little more of a broad specific tool to do. But I think for something like for our teams, casual teams, LFR folks, you know, even heroic teams, you know, that are pushing that, I think if you go in and you plug your logs in and it comes back and it says, hey, you missed, you know, you like, I just looked mine up earlier and from an old fight, and it said, you know, you had this much time where you didn't cast anything, right? Well, I need to know what's going on there then. Was I doing that because it was a big, it was, I don't know, like on what was the last guy, and then killed Jaden and Tomb of Sargeras, where it flies up in the air and you're picking your nose for a minute, you know, like there are scenarios where you're not going to be, you know, but I think, you know, like in Daryl's case, all right, we plug it in, pull it up, and it goes, hey man, you are missing this many, you know, this many events, you know, this many, you know. And I know being able to cast certain abilities depending on how many soul shards you have, or you know, whatever it is. But I think the spirit of it is you're missing this many opportunities. You didn't do this. This was on cooldown for this much time. Like, you know, I think that's where it really comes in to shine and say, like, you know, here's some areas that you can clean up. Now you do need to know the fight. You do need to know, you know, why you chose what talents, and are you AOEing at the right time? But what advice would you give to somebody like Daryl, who's looking at this thing, kind of scratching his head, like, right, where can I clean up my game at?
Yeah, I mean, so Warlock's actually one of our better, I think, supported specs. So definitely, I'd leverage what they tell you. I think a lot of it, like I mentioned earlier, is in that checklist. So it's like, pick a section that you want to get better at, and kind of just drive that, right? And until you hit greens, or until you hit like a acceptable level, right? Then move down to like the next section of the checklist. Cause that's, I think that's the best way to improve is, a lot of people, and we got this a lot with the suggestions, and I kind of mentioned this, a lot of people just looked at it and the tool was telling you, hey, 15 major issues, right? And it's, people can't comprehend that. And they look at that, they're like, well, I'm just terrible. And there's a psychological thing about that where it's like, I feel bad, and like, I'm gonna get better. This is so much work. And so what we ended up doing was, that's why we built the checklist, was it's like, it's, hey, you did some things great. You did some things not so great. So like, there's still some positives you can take from the fight, even if you parsed, right. You know,
gotcha.
Right. You know, whatever it was. Right. So yeah. So in your case, I mean, it's honestly just hit that section that you want to hit hard, hit the one that you want to improve on, and just make that green for like the next set of fights you go through. And then the other side of it is, honestly, like, understand why it's telling you that you did something wrong. A lot of our analysis isn't as simple as just saying like you didn't hit your buttons enough, right? A lot of it gets down to like, hey, you picked a talent and you didn't get enough out of that talent. So in the case of Mistweavers, like, if you pick Manatee and you don't get enough mana back, or not mana back, but you don't save enough mana from using Manatee, there's other talents you can take that might be more beneficial.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Idea there is, like, you can even look at talent analysis and say, like, all right, I know that the guide that somebody wrote says to take this, but, you know, at least for Mistweavers, right, a lot of our talents are very interchangeable now, which is great or good, but it also, it's good and bad, because like, there's not an easy like cookie cutter always pick X talent.
Yeah,
right. So if you're doing the fight in a little different way, if you're you know, from, I think a good example is Mother, actually. So like, if you move early on Mother, you might pick one talent, but if you stay on the boss longer on Mother, you might pick a different talent.
Gotcha.
I don't know if it's like that for DPS classes, but for healers, you know, at least for Mistweaver it is. The idea there is, like, look at the individual analysis and see, like, hey, you know, is this the right thing that I'm doing? And it's telling me I did a bad job at it. And is that because I actually am bad at using it? Or is it because the strategy or the way we do the fight in my guild doesn't mm-hmm. allow me to actually mm-hmm. get the most out of it. And at that point, hey, make a change. I think a lot of people get scared, like not scared, but a lot of people look at what's good. And I'm this is a little outside of WoW Analyzer now, but a lot of people look at what people tell you is good, and they like, mm-hmm. all right, well, that's the only thing I can use. And a lot of times, good is like a percent better, and like a percent isn't a big difference.
You're doing, though, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah, if you're a little more laid back, or if you're new to a spec, or if you're on an alt, or if you're doing something, sometimes mm-hmm. a passive ability or a talent is going to be better because you're not trying to micro some other thing that's better. But you don't know how to use it, so
exactly.
Yeah,
so that's the other point. Thing that the analysis gives you is like, hey, if you're bad at using it, maybe just switch. Even if it's not the the most optimized choice, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. that's another thing you can gain from using the analyzer. Just seeing like, hey, how did I use these talents? Right? If I used them badly, maybe change it.
I actually did do that on one of my talents because we did like the demonology class spec, and I can't remember which row it was, but there was one talent, and it was it was an ability to use versus a passive. And I found it made my rotation feel clunky. Like I couldn't fit it in nicely or well. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was actually making me worse. So I switched back to the passive talent because mm-hmm. it felt better to me. Like I felt like I was doing better with the passive talent than I was trying mm-hmm. to fit this other, whatever it was, 15 second ability in and getting it in at the right times. And it's, yeah. So I ended up doing that on my own.
Then
you jumped up from
like 8% to 11% on your
exactly.
person.
Double digits.
No, but I mean, there's a lot to be said there for for a talent that is supposed to be more optimal, but mm-hmm. individually you're going to do a lot better just taking the passive talents. We always relate things back to us because we're self-serving like that. We do these shows to help ourselves out. but honestly, like if it's, if we kill the boss and we're having fun, then okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Now in a couple of months or whatever it looks like, and we start to push into heroics again, then it may be a question of like, all right, everybody, are you pre-potting? Are you doing this? Are you doing that? Occasionally I'll go and look at somebody else's logs and be like, all right, what's going on here? but if you can actually get more out of yourself by taking, a less popular talent, but you're doing better with it, then there's no reason not to do that right now.
Yep. Totally. So,
definitely.
What are some of the other in-depth sections? Like I see you've got some stuff in the notes here, like, traits, spell usage, bonus, item analysis, death logs. Like, what is all this? Because I haven't actually looked at those part. All I've mainly looked at so far in WoW Analyzer is the the top level, the checklist.
The checklist stuff.
Yeah. Green, yellow, red.
Yeah. So as you come down the page, I'm actually going to pull it up on the side so I don't mess up, because this is a lot of the stuff that is not like maintained by a single person. This is like core, what we call core. It's across the spec. You'll see this, right? Any spec that opens it up. So I talked a little bit about this timeline is one of the big things. So as you scroll down the page, you'll end up with a new section. There's a section between that. So at the top, you have your checklist, and you'll scroll down. You'll see a bunch of different statistics. So this is just based on what your spec has. So like, for Mistweaver, it'll tell you like what your downtime was, what your healing time was, what your non-healing time was, and just what you weren't doing. Mm-hmm. It'll give you like a standard HPS month number. It'll give you a DPS number if you're DPS. It'll tell you some like cool graphs of like spell usage. So like for Mistweaver, we have a buff that empowers some of our spells. It'll tell you how many times you use that buff on what spell, what your mm-hmm. breakdown was there. And then below that, we'll do actually item analysis. We used to do set bonuses when they were a thing. But now we still do if they ever come back, hopefully. But then we'll also do like Azerite trait, mm-hmm. analysis, like how much did it contribute to whatever you do, damage, healing, etc. And then individual item analysis, like if you have a specific trinket and we support the trinket, what did it contribute to your fight? Like for any sort of mana restore, any sort of, I don't know if there's resource restore for other classes. Mm-hmm. But then also how much damage did it actually increase, or in the tank's case, how much damage did it reduce, right? So you can kind of see a bunch of different statistics about how you played the class and the abilities that you used, and then also some items that you have equipped, right?
Yeah.
And then even below that, there's the section that I talked about earlier, the section I like to go to, which kind of breaks down a bunch of different things. So you have that timeline I talked about, mm-hmm. Kind of shows you your abilities, Shows you the global cooldown too at each time, so you can kind of see like, was I not able to hit something at this second because I just didn't hit it, or was I GCD locked? There's an abilities tab which basically kind of lists all your abilities, how often you use them, how many casts you could have gotten versus how many you actually got.
Okay.
What like your cast per minute rate was. So if that's something that's interests you, we have that there. We have that cooldown section I talked about, which is like if you use a cooldown for your class, it'll tell you what you used under that cooldown, then how much damage it did. For healers, it'll show you what like your overheal percentage was and how much mana you used underneath of it. There's a couple other things that are kind of healer specific. So there's like low health healing. So like there's a bunch of sliders. You can say like, hey, how often I'd heal somebody under 30% health, and did I get them to 50%? So it kind of shows you on certain fights like what your triaging is, how often you're saving people.
Nice.
There's like mana.
Yeah,
there's mana graphs. So we graph your mana, like your overall mana over top of the boss health. And normally you want those to kind of align. So as the boss health drops, your mana drops. So you end the fight with zero mana. It's always the goal. And then we have an events tab at the bottom, which is essentially just a cleaner looking. I think it's cleaner looking. Kira's probably going to kill me, but it's a cleaner looking event tab than Warcraft logs. I'll put it out there. But it basically lets you kind of like
Events.
No. It just lets you view all the events and kind of like there's a bunch of different tabs and sliders. So you can only say, hey, I only want to see like debuff apply events, or I only want to see like cast events, right? And you could search on certain things like specific, like the naming. So like how many times I healed a specific person or how many times I casted this and what those events were.
You talked just for a second there about a little bit of healer specific stuff, you know, seeing how well you did with, you know, targets at certain percentage health. Maybe, I know it's always been tricky. Anytime we've always talked to anyone about, you know, AMR or anybody about optimizing and analyzing, healing classes. Maybe you could talk for a minute about some of the challenges of that and some of the ways as a healer to use Analyzer successfully to find, because it's not always about how many times did you use Manatee, right? Or Revival or whatever, right? Not even your cooldowns, but like, I mean, if you're healing somebody that's at 90% health and this guy's over here about to die, then, you know, then is that something that you can see? Is that like...
Unfortunately, no. Like, that goes back to that context question. We only get, just as everybody understands, we only get events for that specific player. So whatever player you're want to analyze, we only get events associated to that player. So we don't get every event from a raid. The way the Warcraft Logs API works is they only really give that detail out on a specific player. So if we wanted to analyze, like, hey, did you make the right decision? Like, as you healed player X, was he the perfect target, or was there a different target that would have been better? We would have make a single API call for each player in your raid. So, like, I'll use Mythic, for example. That's 19 additional calls just to pull all that data in and then kind of analyze it all together. Kira's nice enough to let us actually pull the data out, but he's not nice enough to let us make essentially 20 calls every log that's analyzed. We had like a quarter of a million people visit our site last month, and that's a ton of logs. He'd probably be a little upset if we were like, hey, we're going to pull 19 like or 20 calls every time on one log. That's one of the limitations we get just on the data we get back, because we can't tell you if you healed the right person in that instance. But from a healing perspective, what we can do is, and I'll speak to Mistweaver. It's the one I have the best. I guess understanding of, but what we can do is we can show you that abilities tab, which will show you what you casted, right? So a lot of times people come to into the healer, you know, at least in the peak, right? And they ask like, hey, like I keep running out of mana. What am I doing wrong? Like, I can't finish this fight. I have no mana. And a lot of times it's a quick, easy way to see how many times you casted what spells. And if you're casting a lot of Enveloping Mist and not a lot of, you know, either Essence Fawn or Vivifies, like you're probably, you know, casting wrong, just based on the ratio of what you're casting, right? Okay. If you're using your Thunder Focus T on not Vivify, because if you use Thunder Focus T on Vivify, Vivify is free. It doesn't cost any mana. If you're running out of mana, you should probably use your 30-second cooldown on a free spell versus like extending a hot that doesn't matter, you know, for 10 extra seconds, right? Or whatever the other thing is, right? So it's essentially, again, like understanding like there is a little bit of understanding of the class, right? You don't have to be an expert, but you have to kind of understand how a lot of your spells interact, and then be able mm-hmm. to look at the data that's presented and say, you know, hey, if I'm going to change the way I cast, right, I shouldn't cast so many Enveloping Mists. I should cast more Vivifies, or I should. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, I mean, to be fair, the best advice for healing is, like, if you're in a raid setting, like, trust your other healers, because maybe mm-hmm. there's certain instances where you don't have to cast, right? And healing's a little bit different than DPS. I think you can kind of script out from a DPS perspective, hey, you hit your buttons in a certain order. Yeah. You make sure you hit enough of them in that order. Like, make sure you hit enough generators so you can have spenders at the right time. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit simpler there from a healer perspective. There's a little bit of nuance in just saying, like, hey, did I cast the right stuff? Did I use the right buffs, right? And that's kind of where we look at that type of thing. So, and personally for me, like, when I do analysis, like, actually one of the things I was thinking about actually earlier today before I even jumped on this was, like, doing a lot of paladins do this, actually, the Holy Paladin module does, but doing, like, cast ratios through understanding, like, hey, did I cast too many of one spell and not enough of another, and kind of show that in some sort of statistic. And then again, once we have the statistic and the data, we can put a checklist item against it. We can put a suggestion in there of ways to improve it. So that's kind of the progression, right? But yeah, I mean, it's not a science. Like, we try and put down, like, hey, you know, kind of use your abilities more, or stop using this ability, or change the way you're leveraging a buff. And again, it all comes down to, like, from a healing perspective, like, just are you using the tools that are available to you in the most efficient manner? And if you're not doing that, we're going to kind of show that from analysis perspective.
Yeah. And the healing thing has always been, you know, like I mentioned with AMR and tools like that, it's like, it's hard to tell you. You can tell somebody what their stat priority is, but it's hard, especially from a healer's perspective, to say how much haste somebody needs. Because it's such a weird, you know, it's such a weird stat that, you know, where somebody else can be super efficient at a high level of haste and do a really good job managing that. Some, you know, like myself would go in and just destroy my mana in 2 minutes of a fight and be sitting there going, what the heck? And, well, haste is good, right? You need haste. And I'm sitting there, blam, 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 all your stuff's gone. So I think it kind of falls in line with that, maybe a little bit, where you're saying you need to understand your class. And yeah, if you're casting a ton of Enveloping Mists and no Vivifies, then yeah, you're not being a mana efficient to begin with, but it may be your playstyle, maybe your group style, maybe you have an extra healer and you don't need to worry as much about, you know, there's a bunch of weird kind of like things to consider that I don't know if you can pull from logs up front or not. But
yeah, I mean, it's definitely the simming healing and stuff like that's definitely difficult, not straightforward at all. But I think leveraging or using the actual log data gives you a better understanding of what you did wrong, right? I think healing's very understanding what you did, like, I'm trying to say this in not a bad way, but essentially, like, healing is like it's reactive, but in the context of, like, you need to do something and then understand what you did wrong, which is I think a lot different than DPS, right? Which is like, you can go into a fight and understand I need to hit my buttons in this order for the maximum amount of damage, because that doesn't change, right? From a healing perspective, like, random people take random damage. So you're not always healing the same target. You're not, there is some cast sequencing stuff you can do with healers, particularly if damage events are pretty uniform, for some fights, right? You can kind of in your mind have like, hey, I'm going to hit my AoE heal here. I'm going to hit my single target heal here. I'm going to hit a buff here, right? You can kind of get that, like, that's a timing down, but from an analyzer perspective, it's not always going to be that way. Like, there is going to be, you know, somebody's going to step in something. Somebody's going to get hit by a beam that they shouldn't. Mm-hmm. And, you have to change that, but from a that's kind of the part of the difficulty with healers and at least simming them, right? Like, doing simulations of that type of stuff, which is why a lot of healers leverage existing logs. Like, they leverage after the fight stuff and say, you know, here's what your stat weight should be based on, like, what you casted and how you casted it. So yeah.
Well, you were super, super kind to also drop some additional questions into our notes here. So I think maybe we can poke through some of these. Let's see here. One of these I really liked was, what are some of the main well, we talked about the main focus areas of the tool, but how does a WoW analyzer differ from just looking through Warcraft logs yourself? And even if you know what you're doing and you're a seasoned log diver, wow, that sounds like a bad movie, but
no. How does it differ? Yeah, I think it just presents the data in an easier to read format, I'll say. So a lot of what the analysis does is it kind of, you can essentially look at it as like a summation of what happened in the fight, right? So it takes kind of, you know, in the case of like, well, I'll use healer as an example. So like for Thunder Focus T in Warcraft logs, it's very difficult to understand what you use Thunder Focus T on, just because what Warcraft log shows you is just how much healing you did. It's not, I'm not going to call it basic because it's not basic, but it doesn't show you a lot of what that spell interaction is going to be. So that's one thing that basically you're going to gain is like, if you have spells that interact with each other, Druid Mastery is another one, right? It'll show you, you know, some interactions with how you use your Druid Mastery. If you use Flourish at the right time, right? How many hots you extended from a Flourish perspective. It'll be able to show you that and how much healing you gain. So it kind of takes like the general, like, you know, my rejuve did this much healing, and it kind of breaks out. Well, it did this much healing total, but because of Flourish, you know, it tacked on an extra like 10K at the end, right?
Yeah.
And that you wouldn't have had.
That's nice. Yeah.
So it kind of gives you some of that analysis on how your spells are interacting with each other, how your buffs interact with what you're casting. So that's one of the things it does differ from, but I mean, straight looking at log to log, like the event, like I mentioned that event tab, well, you know, it might look a little better. It's literally just the event tab in Warcraft logs, right?
Yeah.
And if you just want, if you want just raw, like how much did my I-beam do this fight from a damage perspective, we're not going to show that because it's uninteresting how much a single spell does. And like the second thing is it's, you can just look at Warcraft logs to get that. We tried to not just give you the same information you could get from Warcraft logs. I think some of it's there, like the DPS number, just because we end up having to sum up all your damage anyway. It's pretty simple.
Yeah.
But we're not going to tell you, like, you know, your I-beam or your, you know, I don't know, Hand of Gul'dan did this much damage, right?
Well, you could see that anyways in what's recount or details.
Yeah, I mean, like, any, like the add-ons even in the game will show you that. So
Yeah, but what you're saying is that you're not I-beaming enough, as opposed to this is how much I-beam damage you did. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
So are there...
Oh, go ahead, man.
Oh, so it's just another one of these. But is there instances where you think it might have incorrect information or WoW Analyzer? Or is there a possibility that there's some specs that aren't supported at all? Like, I know you need volunteers to come in to do this. So are there specs that don't have anyone working on them currently?
There are. So actually on the main page, and a lot of people don't actually scroll down far enough to see this, but at the bottom of the main page, what you'll see is a list of all 36 specs, and then if there's an active maintainer or not, and then what the latest patch that it supports is. Okay. So we tried to be cognizant that like a lot of this data or a lot of the since we're kind of a full volunteer organization, like none of us, we just kind of do this because we either code during the day and this is like a hobby for, you know, this is like something we like to extend what we do at work for. Me personally, I don't do any coding. So I just do this as a hobby. My day job's entirely different.
Yeah.
So it's kind of just all maintained by volunteers, right? So there's definitely the case where like some specs lag behind from analysis perspective. We've tried to, if you analyze a log of a spec that's either multiple patches behind or not supported, there's like a big red error message, like not error message, but like red box. It says like, hey, this spec's unmaintained. It's got, or it's got very basic support. And there's definitely a couple of those out there. I think like some of the tanks are like that. I know Warrior has been notorious for being like behind or not, or not very well supported. All three specs for Warriors. And then some of the tanks, like I think the best tank's probably going to be Brewmaster. I think Vengeance is that's the Demon Hunter one. Vengeance got some work. So they're probably pretty good now. But yeah, I mean, there's definitely the case where like, we're not like, I'm not doing a spec that I don't feel comfortable with because I'm going to do something super basic and not give a person who's actually looking to improve any sort of additional information. Because personally, it's not that I don't care about it. It's just like, I don't know. And like, I don't have enough time to figure out how to play everything.
I would say better to give no information than bad information.
Yeah, and we've tried to basically put that out there as like, hey, if we don't support this or if we think it's out of date, like big notice. Just so people understand when they go to analyze, like, hey, this might be wrong. Mm-hmm. So
you've definitely talked a lot about the context of a situation and how that applies to the data that we're looking at. What are some of the other limitations of WoW Analyzer?
So I think I briefly said this, but yeah, context is the big one. The other one is we're not like a raid analysis tool. So like the idea here is like, this is very much a personal, hey, I want to get better, or individually, I want to be better. So like, we're not doing any sort of like overall raid analysis. It's very much focused on like the individual. If you want to do raid analysis, I think Wipefest actually is a great tool. We kind of link back and forth between each other.
Yeah.
Cause like, yeah, I think they do a really good job of like, hey, how did my raid do? So it's another limitation. It's very much focused on the individual, and we don't do comparisons. And a lot of people request comparisons, and it might be something we kind of do, but like, so like the idea would be is like, hey, I don't understand why this Mistweaver, this Demon Hunter did so much better on this fight than me. Can I look at our analyzers side by side? And I think, I don't know where the team is on this, because like ultimately like somebody might pick this up and implement it, but for me personally, like that doesn't, it's not interesting, right? Maybe for DPS it is. I don't come from a DPS sort of mindset, but like for me, like raids are too different and like teams are too different, and looking at what one person does versus another like side by side with you, you might end up doing something incorrect, right? You might ignore the analysis that we tell you, or not we tell you, but the analyzer tool tells you. And like go with what this other guy does, and it might screw you up even more. So, that's,
well, there's so many one-offs though too, right? Like, what if you're on ad duty and you know, or what if they're cheesing the meters and that person is just like AOEing the heck out of everything, and you know, they're stacking up all the ads just for the numbers, right? You know, who knows? Like, there's so many variables that you just can't see. So I understand like the Warcraft logs piece, like Daryl was talking about, you know, comparing yourself to other, to the same spec, but also within the similar eye level, you know, that stuff you can get from Warcraft logs. But yeah, I don't know how helpful it is to say, you know, like, put me up against this other person, you know. I guess that's what maybe some of the guides are for, and ultimately what you're getting out of WoW Analyzer, right? You miss this, you miss this, you miss this. So
yeah, but that's content, like we talked about context on, I think it, like that's the big one. And unfortunately, I don't think we'll ever fix that. It'll just be something that's there. But just so people understand, I mean, anytime I talk about it, that's like the biggest thing I tell people is like, it's not something you kind of have to do like it rigid. But it's definitely stuff like when it tells you potentially missed something or you did something, you know, incorrectly, like take a look at it and understand either why you did that incorrectly on purpose or, you know, fix it. Right.
Mm-hmm. So. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah. Let's see. Well, I think that was like pretty much some of the main stuff here. Daryl, do you have any other questions?
Yeah, well, the last one you've actually got here might be a good way to wrap this up. So how hard or easy is it to get involved? Like what are the requirements to adding a feature or, you know, volunteering to do one of the unsupported specs?
Honestly, it's not that hard to get involved. It's super easy. We kind of have a Discord. We have a GitHub with our code there. We track all our issues on GitHub. Honestly, we kind of broke it down into there's in our Discord, there's like a pinned message about how to get involved. And it really comes down to like, I say it's two things in the message, it's three, but it's essentially like you want to help out, like you want to get involved in some sort of community. You want to kind of potentially learn how to code, right? So it's a great way to kind of marry a, hey, I enjoy playing WoW and I kind of want to learn how to code. So like, let's put those two things together. Kind of, it's much more helpful, that you have an end goal. And the second thing is just having some sort of knowledge of the spec you're maintaining or you want to maintain, right? And that's basically it. It's like a desire to want to learn. Personally, so I'll use my personal story. Like I knew next to nothing about JavaScript, which is the main coding language we use. I had a little bit of coding experience from school. Like I mentioned, I don't use it in my day job at all. A little bit of experience, but no experience with JavaScript. And I kind of jumped in. Talked to some of the guys, kind of copied what other people had done for other specs, but kind of modified it for my own, and kind of just kind of went from there. And it ended up working out pretty well. So that's really it. I mean, it's like a desire to like want to learn, want to help out, and then like the maybe not having the knowledge already, but like the ability to like learn, like, hey, or know who to reach out to and like say, hey, like, I'm trying to build this. Like, can you give me some feedback? You can just give me some tips. And a lot of times, like, people are, like, at least in like the Mistweaver community, actually the monk community in general, and even a lot of the shaman community too, which are the two I've interacted with the most, have been super helpful in, like, you know, throwing out feedback and being like, hey, can you do this different? Can you do that different? What if we saw this? And everybody's kind of like kind of positive about it. So, I mean, that's the best way to get involved is head over to GitHub, look at the issues, and like just pick one. We actually have a lot of them tagged as like, it's like good first issue, I think we call it, or like first issue, which would be like something if you're brand new, like, hey, filter on those. And like, those are easy ones to start checking off your list. Like,
oh, gotcha.
So we kind of try and like organize even that stuff too, of like, hey, if you don't know where to start, like start there. And then, you know, once you get a little bit familiar with the code base and everything like that, like start expanding and, you know, maybe do a whole spec, maybe do one module inside a spec.
Right.
You can definitely start super small and kind of go from there.
Awesome. Yeah. Very cool. Well, sweet. Do you, Anomaly, do you have any other points maybe that we missed or anything else you wanted to touch on?
No, I mean, I think the biggest point is like the tool isn't just me. While I'm the one here getting to talk about it, like there's a bunch of other people, like not a bunch, but there's a ton of people, that support it, whether from like a spec perspective, whether making changes to the core that kind of affect every spec. You know what I mean?
Community driven.
Yeah. I mean, there's a bunch of people that do this. I'm one person and one voice, but like the idea here is there's, you know, 30, 40 people that kind of contribute to this every day and probably more than I do. I mean, actually not probably, definitely more than I do. So it's not a one man show. I just happen to be the person here. It's a group of guys and girls that kind of, just enjoy playing the game, enjoy doing some coding on the side, learning some stuff. And we kind of put out a tool that I think people enjoy. So.
Very cool.
So yeah, definitely. Yeah. Shout out to everybody else that's not here from the WoW Analyzer team, which is that's my shout out. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, all right. If you haven't already, make sure you come and join the official Training Dummies Discord server over at discord.me/TTD. It is the best way to keep in touch and get real time interaction with us and our amazing community, as well as the guests like Anomaly that you've heard here on the show tonight. That's discord.me/TTD. And since we are streaming live shows, please head on over to twitch.tv/thetrainingdummies and give us a follow there so you know when we fire up the stream.
It seems fate has brought us together.
You have my gratitude.
We make a great team.
I'm sure glad you're around.
Well, if it ain't my favorite person.
You have your uses, don't you?
You have quite a talent there.
Together, our victory is assured.
Good enough.
All right, Rob, what do you got this evening?
Do you want to go first? Because I always say them, and then you get mad that I always take them all.
Yeah, but I can't think of any. Well, Anomaly, of course. All right, we'll go. We'll go Anomaly. Anomaly, yeah, thanks for coming tonight. This is great. This is great information. I know I have some work to do on demonology. And I was even so much so that I was playing Destruction again this weekend just because, well, maybe I'm just not good at demonology and I should go back to Destruction. But they took away a talent on Destruction where Chaos Bolts are just so slow. Like, it's ridiculously slow. So I don't know if I'm going to go back. I'm still undecided. I might swap in fights. But anyway, this was great. Yeah, they are getting buffs. So, but this was great information. So thanks for coming along on the show this evening to talk with us. Big shout out to the raid team, of course. You know, we didn't get any new bosses down this time, but we did, who was it? Mithrax? Is that his name? We did get a look at him anyway a couple times. So that's good. I think we'll get him.
Sucks.
Yeah, we hit 30% on our second pull, so I think we did pretty good. That's pretty good progression for two pulls. So I have confident we'll get there this weekend. Yeah, I think that's all I got. Rob, what do you got?
Definitely you, Daryl, for getting the show set up. I really appreciate it. I've been using this tool for a while, and I don't even know why I didn't think to reach out and see if one of the folks would come and chat with us. But yeah, Anomaly, definitely, man. Thank you so much for clearing off your schedule for a little bit of time here tonight to come and hang out with us. Everybody in the chat room, Cinder is sending all sorts of love. So I believe she is she's a fan of the WoW Analyzer. Our raid team and the friends maybe I'm throwing us under the bus a little bit, but we had a couple of overgeared friends show up and help us smash. I believe it was a Zerg strat on Zul, where you just basically CC the ads and burn him into the second phase before it's consequential. But yeah, Lauren and all her friends and Fugs and a couple of really great people who came in and tore it up. So yeah. Definitely a shout out to all y'all. Anomaly, what do you got for shout outs?
Definitely you guys. Thanks for having me. Always love talking about WoW Analyzer and all the stuff we do there. A shout out to the team, particularly Zero, who kind of started all this way back when with like just a little Heli Paladin analyzer, and it's kind of grown to this big site we have now. So shout out to Zero for kind of being a driving force to all this. And then again, everybody else who contributes. I'm not going to name names because I'll forget people, but everybody on the team that kind of maintains a spec or has done work in the past that may not even work on it now. So we've had a lot of people come in and out. It's been great. So shout out to all those guys putting in a ton of hours to get the tool where it is. Shout out to all the Mistweavers and everybody in Peak for all the feedback they give me, at least kind of keep me honest, telling me when I make mistakes or when things are wrong. So I think, the tool definitely isn't 100% ever. There's always improvements. So shout out to those guys for helping me. So,
well, before we wrap this episode up, and I'm Laser, where's the best place that people can reach you or follow up with you or ask you any questions that they have?
Yeah. So I'm in, mostly Discord is probably the easiest way to get a hold of me. Both Peak of Serenity from a monk perspective. I'm a mod over there. And then I'm in, the WoW Analyzer Discord. Both of those are on the sites. You can kind of Google it. And then if you want to check out, I stream on Twitch on Tuesdays and Thursdays when I raid mostly, just at Anomaly. So if you want to kind of hang out and learn about how to not play with Mistweaver or maybe pick up some tips on how to kind of be a good Mistweaver, you can kind of check me out there too.
Heck yeah, man.
Right on. All right, that wraps up episode 223 of The Training Dummies. You can find this and past episodes of the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and thetrainingdummies.com. And remember, we are all just jackasses with mics. So until next time.
It's advice you can trust.
Woo-woo!
From people you shouldn't.
Woo-woo!
So forget what I said before. Now is when things are getting weird.
Woo-woo! Oh, a fan, huh? Oh, well, who can blame you?
Thanks for all the love and support
at patreon.com/trainingdummies.
Minky face.
Perhaps you require more training.
Dummies.
Uther.
I'm not dignifying that with a response.
Look, there's a little note.
patreon.com/trainingdummies.
Has not been evaluated by the FDA. Please do not operate large machinery or mythical creatures after healing. Side effects may include nausea, dimensional displacement, stomach irritation, and sentient discharges. Always consult a doctor before using
patreon.com/trainingdummies.
Was that not enough jokes? Were you not entertained?